Senior Insight. I'm your host, Tom Sandback, and my guest today is Sharon Broska, who's the president of the board of directors of the Upper Marion Senior Center. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sharon, tell me a little bit about you and why you got involved in the Senior Center.
Sure. I retired in 2016, but prior to that, I worked in medicine most of my career, working with people. First as a radiographer at Lankenau Hospital, and then I moved into a medical practice where I managed 25 employees, four doctors, two offices. So I have a lot of experience with people and managing situations. So when I retired, one of the ladies that I knew from the senior center invited me on over.
Okay.
And that's how we started.
So with the experience and the background you have, you brought a lot of good experience to be the board president.
I hope so. I do have a lot of experience with people. As I think I mentioned to you earlier, my first experience was as a waitress, which is a challenging, people-oriented position. And I think it taught me a lot about people and how to deal with people in a polite way, yeah. And a friendly way.
Yeah, being at the senior center, you would have a lot of different type of personalities and different people coming in, and a lot of people who have different ideas about things, so that experience will help you tremendously.
Very helpful, yeah. Very helpful.
And before becoming the board president, did you hold any other positions with the senior center?
Yes, I joined the senior center in 2017, right after I had retired from my work. I first was on the board, and by 2018, I was the vice president to the then president, who was Dick McCann. 2019, I moved over to the treasurer's position, which I held until this year. In December, I was elected as the president. Dick McCann decided that he would step down, and I had a lot of experience on the board dealing with the different issues at the senior center, so I presume I was a likely candidate for president.
Okay, now, when you say different issues as being a board president, what type of concerns do you have in making the seniors in a better place for seniors?
Well, I think that what we were trying to do, making it a better place, is to be inclusive of everybody, trying to encourage volunteering, being active in the group. So we are trying to solicit new members, make them aware of what the opportunities are there. There's always challenges with the board. Lots of people have a lot of different ideas about how you can do things. And I think my position is to bring those things all together to a cohesive result for the people who participate at the center.
Now, what would you say are some of your main goals as far as the senior center is concerned, moving forward?
Moving forward, one of my main goals is to increase membership, to make people in the community aware of all of the services and recreational activities that are available at the senior center, and trying to get the word out that it's a good place for people to mingle with each other and not feel alone in the community.
Okay.
That's a challenging situation sometimes to get the word out, but we're working at that. I also would like to present more informational sessions for our members, lectures, educational material, people who are going to come and provide things to the membership that they're maybe not be aware of. And I think that's an important activity that we have, sharing those that's information to our members.
Now, how many members do you have on the board of directors?
Well, there are four on the executive board, and there are seven that are board directors. So the executive board is the president, vice president, treasurer, and the secretary. And then there are several board members. The executive board is elected for one calendar year. The board of directors, or the board members that are directors, they're on three-year terms. They're rotating somewhat. So there's always room for new people. Okay. Occasionally people become unable to participate with the board. And so at that point, we have the ability to try and find some more people to come on board with their ideas.
Now, these board members, are they elected or do they volunteer to be on the board of directors?
They are elected. Okay. They are elected, but they have to volunteer first. You know, we can't have somebody name you and say, hey, you're going to be a board member now. They have to be willing to do that, because it's a lot of volunteer time. There's meetings, different functions that we have that require their input and their activity.
Okay. And for your board members, as far as being involved in any committees?
Many of our board members head up some committees. For example, one of the board members handles the excursion committee. So they plan all of their trips and take care of the requirements for those and some fundraising for that. Some of the other board members run a current events program, a book talk program. Other members run some exercise programs and some games. For instance, line dancing, one of our board members takes care of. Another board member takes care of some games, Rummy Q and Mahjong, and a domino game that's called Mexican Train. So many of our members participate with those different committees to bring those activities to the center. And then we have people who belong to the nominating committee, which starts with nominations for the next year's elections, a membership committee who decides upon the criteria for membership and how to encourage that membership. So there's a number of things that each one of the board members actually becomes involved with and kind of takes the lead on, I guess I want to say.
Okay.
So, which is very helpful.
And this also includes any guidelines or anything as far as the senior center is concerned as to what seniors should do and how they should behave when they're in the senior center?
Yes, that's part of development of a code of conduct two of the board members are currently working on. Okay. Last year, the board members, in coordination with the bylaw committee, did an extensive review of our bylaws to bring them more up to date and more current with the activities of the center. Those are all important things that we need to have, because we need to have guidelines about how we run the senior center and to make sure that we're running it in the best possible way, the best possible results.
Do you find first year members of the senior center, do they like to get involved with some of the board members' activities and the meetings? Do they participate in those meetings?
We have some of the newer members, you have to kind of encourage them and welcome them. So they need to be sought out and welcomed into the group and encouraged to volunteer into the different activities that we have. So many of the board members will reach out to new members and try to get them to come in and participate and encourage them to try a new activity maybe that they haven't. Okay. You know, people are not always comfortable, going into a room with a lot of people, especially if they're new. And I think that it's an important activity of the board members, other members, as well as our staff, to welcome those people, to get them to feel comfortable about the new activities they're involved with.
When was it incorporated?
The Senior Center was incorporated in 1997, and their first location was the Gulf School on Henderson Road. That area or that location they enjoyed for many years. In 2016, they had the opportunity to move into a new space that was offered in the Upper Marion Community Center. So they have a lovely space there, and we very much appreciate the fact that they have offered that to us. It's a good location. The Senior Center is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we rely on grants and fundraising from our members in order to provide the services that we provide.
Okay. Now your first location was at the golf school. And moving to the new location, this is a brand new facility that you're in.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful new facility.
So you have a lot of space and you have a lot of individual rooms for your different programs.
Yes.
And crafts that you have at the Senior Center.
Right. We have a lot of different rooms, and each room has different activities. We have a lovely lobby area where we have television that highlights the different activities. We have a craft room, sewing machines in that craft room for the people to use. Our crafters also do Project Linus, which is a project that makes blankets for children who are ill. They recently donated 90 blankets to that project. We also have quilting people, members of the Quilting Guild, who use our large tables, sewing machines, etc., to make their quilts and use that room for that activity. The now, sewing machines are open to
now, any of the members. Now, in doing this activity, are you open to having people come in who have never used the machine before and they could get some possible training?
Well, we don't have anybody specific in there, just possibly train them. But for instance, if someone came in and wanted to do quilting, the ladies who are doing the quilting are more than happy to help people along, to help to include them in that activity and teach them a little bit along the way.
Now, I understand that you have a computer room
yes,
in there.
Yes, we're very fortunate. We have a large computer room with multiple stations that are open to our members to use. Printers are also available. We have a lady who's very versed in helping our members with using computers or their iPhones, and she comes twice a month for members to get some help, because as seniors, sometimes we are not as well technology versed as, you know, some of the younger kids. Actually, we've had some of the high school kids come and help out with that. In that computer room, we also have a program on Wednesdays that is called Neighbor to Neighbor that we developed during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it's a Zoom only participation activity. It's very informal, and one of our members takes care of that activity every week, and it allows people to just it's just sit around and talk about whatever you want to talk about, and it brings people together, especially people who are housebound. So I think that's an important thing that the pandemic and the availability of Zoom to bring members who are maybe can't get there every day of the week to still participate.
And understand that you have a current events program.
We absolutely do. We have a one of our board members runs the current events program. They it's a very nice activity. I always go and enjoy it. Teaches you a lot of things. It's very informal in a sense. We get a list together at the beginning of each meeting to talk. Everybody gets an option to put something on the list of what they would like to talk about. And then everybody chimes in and talks about whatever that issue would. It could be political, it could be sports, it could be something current. It's happening in people's lives. A lot of people bring newspaper articles that they want to expand upon. Okay. And it's a good learning experience, and we have that in the library.
Okay. So. Now, I also read that you do have a book club.
Yes, we do.
And you have a pretty decent library. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, we do have a nice library. The Upper Marion Library also brings new books and changes them out periodically. Some of them are large print books. In that library, the book club meets once a month. They pick a new book every month. The library here always makes that book available for us, and they have the book talk. And a lot of members really enjoy that. That's something that we do on Zoom as well. And the current events, by the way, is done on Zoom. So people who are not able to come in are able to participate with those two things.
Now, will you accept donations of books from outside people?
We have on occasion, yes. Okay. Yes. But mostly they are the large print books that most of our members really enjoy reading. And there's magazines there. Some people just sit in that room and they have a conversation with somebody, or they may be looking at a magazine. It's a very relaxing sofa area for people to gather.
Okay. One of the things that we didn't talk about is your staff. How many staff people do you have on site?
Right now I have three. I have two people who are part-time and one who is there every day of the week. Okay. And we have somebody at the reception desk to greet people when they come in. And I have two people in the office. They're behind a kind of a glass area that's off the main entranceway. And it allows everybody to see who's coming in and offer their help when they come in the door if there's something that they need.
Okay. So. Do your seniors, do they volunteer to help out around the office, or and doing other things other than crafts or whatever?
Yes, they do. They do volunteer for a lot of things. They volunteer for some of our special events that we have, and they volunteer to help with different functions. If the staff in the office is overwhelmed by things, if there's too many things going on, we always have people who are happy to volunteer. And it's a good thing, because volunteering is something that makes us stay healthy as we age.
Now, you mentioned some of the high school students that come in. So you do interact with some of the high school students from up there?
We have. The lady from the library has a very active program where students must, they can gain volunteer hours by helping out. So they have come and helped out with some of the computer training, and we're looking at having some of them come and help with our garden in the gardening club.
Okay. So. And you have a garden club.
We have a gardening club, yes. We have a lovely area right outside of the great room, nice patio, tables and chairs there, umbrellas, and several planting areas, including some herb planting, which around this time of the year, we're anxious to get back out in the dirt. Okay. So, yes, but we have a gardening club.
Now, you don't have a lunch program, but do you encourage the seniors to bring their lunch and eat there at the senior center?
Yes, anybody who wants to. There's always tables and chairs set up for people to gather and have their lunch. Frequently, some people will have an activity in the morning, have lunch with some of that group, and go to an activity in the afternoon. Okay. Every day we put out coffee and some snacks for the people who are there, cookies, candies, cakes, all the fattening stuff that we all need.
And I'm quite sure some of the seniors bring in some donations themselves.
Yes, they do. And we're fortunate to get donations for some of that, the food, and donations from some of the local stores who provide gift cards or donations for us.
Okay. And on a daily basis, how many seniors would you say you have during the day?
It varies by the program. Some of the days are busier because there's programs that are very actively participated in. So it varies. For instance, on a Tuesday, we might have 30 people, 40 people come. So, and then another day when there's not a lot of activities or less interest in that activity, we may have 25 or so. Okay. You know, so it varies depending on the day and what the activities are. If we have special presentations, there are, I think we had one potluck recently that was attended by 95 people.
Let's start with some of the main programs that you have and some of the lesser programs that you have at this point in time.
Some of our main programs, one of the very popular programs is our exercise program. We have chair exercise a couple of days a week. It's very well attended. We also, as another exercise, have line dancing, which is very good because it's also, besides a physical activity, it's also good for our brain to try and remember those steps. So those are a couple of very important programs that we have for exercising. We are looking to see if we can add some of those exercise programs to the programs that we're currently offering. We have several parties that we have, and those are fun things for people to get together. For instance, we've had a holiday party this year. Other parties, Valentine Hoagie Social, Mardi Gras Party, picnics, a tea. So those are great opportunities for people to get together and just be with each other and enjoy each other's company. So we also have another important program is the UMSSC Band. And the band meets on one afternoon a week and practices there. And in the past, they have gone out to different nursing homes and facilities and played for those people in those facilities. And they've also played for Upper Marion Township functions in the past. So things changed a little bit over the pandemic, as it has for all of us. And they're getting back into being able to participate outside of the center.
Okay, I mentioned some of the lesser programs. What kind of programs are you trying to build on and get more attendance?
Well, some of the programs that I'm interested in are health related for our members. Some of them, for instance, we do have a nurse that comes once a month and does blood pressure check for us. Another program that we've had in the past and we'll like to have again is a Matter of Balance class. Other presentations, such as drive safe driving program, understanding depression program, a fire safety program. Those are types of programs that we think bring valuable information to our members, and we like to encourage their participation. We also have a program called Coffee with A, and it could be coffee with an Upper Marion policeman, a supervisor. We have one of the Pennsylvania senator's offices, and the fire company. So these are all informational things that are available to our members, and I really think that it's part of our mission is to provide information as well as the exercise, the recreation, and the fellowship that being a member provides.
Okay. It's my understanding that also during before the flu season, you offer flu shots?
Yes, we offered flu shots every fall. We have somebody come in and provide those. And if there are other vaccination type things that are covered for members, we like to encourage them to get those vaccinations.
Okay. You mentioned your fitness program. How long is the fitness program?
The exercise program is a couple times a week, and it's about a 45-minute exercise program where we are doing predominantly sitting, but with weights, weight bearing, and also some balance is included in that exercise program.
Okay. So. And this is a certified instructor who comes in and does it?
Yes, okay. She is a certified instructor, and very good in that she is very good at explaining how to do the exercise, and also why we're doing the exercise, which muscle group we're using, how it is an advantage to us to use those muscle groups. She also talks about what you could be doing at home.
Okay.
So it's very good.
And you also encourage the seniors to also, if they can, stand in some of the
Some of the exercises that the particular instructor does are some standing balance exercises. Because as you know, as we age, you know, one of the main hazards for us is a possible falling. Right. And the balance is a very important part of maintaining our good health. Okay. So she's very good about that.
Okay. Is there any other programs that you would like to talk about?
We're trying to explore if we can find financing for some other senior-oriented programs, exercise-wise. We would like to find somebody who would help us out with a Tai Chi program, which is also, again, something for balance mm-hmm. and stability. And seniors also like a chair yoga program. Okay. So those are a couple of the things that we're looking to see if we have sufficient finances to underwrite for our members.
Okay. How about any safety programs for around the house that seniors need to know about?
Well, some of those are covered when we had the Matter of Balance class that was provided, and we intend to have again periodically. That was a 6-week program, 3 hours a day each session. And they talked a lot about the risks in your own home, scatter rugs, no lighting, things like that, which lead to falls for people. Okay. And so that was very good safety-wise. And of course, talking to the fire people about fire prevention and things like that. It's also a key to keeping ourselves informed.
I understand that you had the local police come in and talk about senior scams.
Well, we did several years ago, and we're trying to, again, have that presentation for the members. And if they would like, they can even open it up to the general public, and we would support having outside people come, because it's always good to have outside people come from the community, because they get to see what's there.
Yes.
And it might encourage them, if it's not them or a family member, to have them come in and see what's available at the center.
And in our prior segment, we talked about, and we talked about the high school kids being involved, which I think is a great program for high school kids to interact with older, more mature people in our community. And I think that the interaction between seniors and high school students and younger people is so important. Are you going to continue to build on that?
Well, we would like to. As I said, the lady in the library has a great connection with those students. And I have reached out to her for different times that we may be able to use those students to interact with our members. Specifically, they're so well educated in the computer savvy things, which is very important. And sometimes we need their helping hand physically for some things.
Okay.
So she's been very amenable to helping to facilitate that for us.
Now, what does it take to become a member?
Well, it doesn't. It takes a desire to be a member.
Okay.
But we like to encourage that. Our membership is an annual membership for anyone 55 or older from the community. We used to restrict that to just Upper Marion residents, but we have opened that up to anybody in the area who's interested. The fee or membership fee is an extremely nominal amount.
Okay.
And so we offer anybody who has any interest in it to come on over. See us. We're on the main level of the community center, so there's no stairs. We have some designated parking. Come on in and take a tour. We're always happy to tour a potential member around and show them all of the activities that we have and services we can provide, and see if they'd like to join.
Okay, so is there a website and a phone number?
Yes. The Upper Marion Senior Service Center has a website. It's umssc.org. We also have a Facebook page, again, umssc.org, if you want to search that on Facebook. And our telephone number is 610-265-4715, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Sharon, I would like to thank you for being my guest today. You're watching Senior Insight. Watch this space. I'm Tom Stanback. Thank you for watching UMGA TV.